real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. What does the Lord need from you? I'm going to be answering that question today. Let's say that Jesus had not come to planet Earth yet for the first time, and he came during our lifetime, and you had heard about the things that he had done. You'd seen the videos, all these different things that Jesus had done, that Christ had done, and you were convinced based on what you heard and what you saw that he was Messiah. And then let's say he was coming to your town and there was going to be a great parade, and all of a sudden somebody came to you and you had a really nice car in the driveway, and they said to you, "Hey, the Lord wants to use your car. As a matter of fact, he wants to have it. Are you willing to give it?" And you said, "Absolutely. For God incarnate, the promised Messiah, the Christ, absolutely. Take it. It's yours." When Jesus came into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, before they got to Jerusalem, they came to this little town. We talked about this yesterday. They came to this little town by the name of Bethphage, which was in the Mount of Olives. Before they got to the town, Jesus said, "Go into that town. You're going to find a donkey and a colt, the foal of a donkey, and bring them to me. And if somebody says something, say this." Now we pick it up in verse 3. This is so good. "If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." Interesting. So this person that owned the donkey and the foal, the colt of the donkey, if you will, knew that Jesus was the Christ, because these guys went into the town, saw this individual, and said, "The Lord needs these." And the guy said, "Absolutely, take them. They're yours. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. I believe that he's the Lord." Interestingly, the word Lord in this context means Jehovah, right? Or Yahweh, which means God incarnate. So by this time, remember, Jesus had been performing miracles now for 3 years. Many people had heard of Jesus of Nazareth, and many people were convinced that he was the promised Messiah. So this guy who owned these two donkeys absolutely believed that, right? And so these guys go in there, the disciples go in there, and they say, "Hey, the Lord needs them." And he says, "Okay, no problem." It's the very same thing as if Jesus had not come and somebody comes to your house and says, "Can I have your car?" And you say, "Absolutely, if he's the Christ, and I know he is, you can have it." Okay? So the Lord needed it. The Lord needed the donkeys, right? Because that was in fulfillment, as we talked about yesterday, in fulfillment of the prophet Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. But here's the question I started out this little video today with. Does the Lord need anything from you? Or what does the Lord need from you? You know what? He doesn't need anything from you. He doesn't need anything from me. But what does he want us to give him? Our whole self. Our whole self. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 says this: "I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God," in other words, in view of what God has done for you through his son, Jesus, offering you mercy and forgiveness through what Christ has done, "I beseech you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a holy sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable act of worship." Do you know what the Lord is saying there through the Apostle Paul? In view of what God has done for you through his son, offer your whole self to him and hold nothing back. And so do you know what we say? "Take my life, Lord Jesus. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise." We give our whole self to the Lord Jesus. My big question for you today is, have you done that? Or are there certain things in your life that you're withholding? Maybe it's your finances, or maybe it's your service, or maybe it's your obedience, or maybe it's your morality, or whatever it is. Give your whole self to the Lord Jesus. And you might be saying, "Well, I'm not going to do that perfectly." Absolutely, you won't. But this is what the Lord says: "Hey, if you're going to follow me, I want your whole self. I want you to be fully committed disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ." That's what we're commanded to do. And so we hold nothing back. We say, "Lord, my life is in your hands. And you know what? Side note to that is, and we don't worry about anything because the Lord is truly in charge of our life and we've given him our whole self. We say, Lord, my life is in your hands. I'm not going to worry about or try to control things. You're in charge. You're in control. I give you my life and I trust you implicitly with whatever happens to me in my future. Oof, what a way to live. That's the best way to live. So I started this devotion today by saying, what does the Lord need from you? Really, the answer is nothing. But what do we give him? Our whole self. Do that today. Hold nothing back. Give him your whole being and say, Lord, I give you the very best gift I can, myself, dedicated to you. And that is today's Daily Truth. Have a great day in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.